This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I'm still in Maine, and I'm here with Kim, who has a coop, a brand new coop, with her husband Chris and her children's, Ellis and Merrill. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
So, Kim, first off, tell me what town we're in. I'm a little confused. We're in Brunswick, Maine, okay? I was recently talking about how not too long ago, chicken keeping was made legal in Portland, but out here you can pretty much do whatever you want, right?
It's live and let live.
Did the change in law have anything to do, or people talking about chickens all of a sudden have anything to do with your decision to have chickens?
No. My decision to have chickens was really all about eggs and the cost of really good eggs, and that it's kind of a hassle to make a trip for eggs and to get really good eggs, and I like to know what I'm feeding my kids.
Well, I reckon your eggs might be even better than the ones you get at a farmer's market. I always say the smaller the flock, the better the eggs. You're an experienced gardener, too, is that right?
Yes, I am.
So, did you have any plans for integrating anything about chickens into the garden?
Well, I was hoping to use the chicken manure and everything. I mean, I bought dried chicken manure. That's what I've used as a lawn fertilizer if I fertilize my lawn. I compost all my waste, so it makes sense to me to use every part of anything that I'm going to use.
How many chickens did you decide to start out with?
I decided to start out with 6, but then I thought if I have trouble getting them through the winter, I'll be sad that I have less than 6. So I have 4 more that are temporary foster children at someone else's house until next week.
So, temporary foster children, does that mean you're definitely taking them over? Or?
She picked them up for me. I had a hard time getting chickens because of the chickens that I had ordered, they didn't come. They ran out of chickens. They can only get so many in this particular store, and they promised more than they could deliver.
So when you sourced your baby chicks, did you decide to just go with whoever, or were there specific things you were looking for in starting out with baby chicks?
I didn't know I could really choose. I just knew that, you know, the hardware store gets chicks every spring and a couple of different times. And I thought it would be better if I was going to do chicks, to do the later set of chicks, so that I wouldn't have to keep them inside so long to keep them warm.
Did they recommend a variety to you, or did you just pick what they normally sell?
No, they have a sheet that tells about all the different chickens that you can order. And it's limited on the second set of chickens, what you can order. And I knew I wanted something that I thought was good looking. And I knew I wanted something that, when it got too old to lay, we could eat it.
So what was that?
I went with the Rhode Island Reds.
Excellent. Good, solid, beginner's chickener's choice.
And they said they were hardy, too. I was worried about winter.
So how old are the chicks now?
They are 2.5 weeks.
And they're doing well, right?
They're doing great. They seem happy and they sound happy, except for when they tip over their food.
And what are you feeding them as starters?
I'm just feeding them what was recommended by the store, and I cut up some greens when I pulled greens out of the garden, and bugs, and you know, we brought some bugs inside. We haven't gotten them outside as much as we've liked.
So you've been experimenting with kitchen scraps and with bugs and just seeing what they like and how much food you're really going to have to buy, process from the store, and what might actually be in your garden, in your house.
Right. It was medicated feed that was recommended. And I was surprised at how much they've gone through. They eat a lot. And it seems to be more, each day seems to be noticeably more food consumed.
I've spent the day here at Kim's house. She's been a wonderful host. And I didn't see a lot of bugs in the garden. So I guess you already don't have a bug control. And I gather you have an organic garden.
We do have an organic garden. We don't really have a lot of bug problems. It's been slugs. It's been a very wet, wet spring. Like in the month of June, I think there were probably 5 days with no rain.
So it appears you've already given them a taste of slugs, and they seem pretty interested.
Yeah, they like the little gray ones better than the rubbery, yellowy, tan ones.
But because of the weather we've been having in the Northeast in 2009, you haven't been able to get them out much because they're chicks. They don't have a mother hen, so they're really just. I thought it was really cute today. We were watching them. Really just learned for the first time how to peck in the grass and move around. I mean, did you see a change in their behavior? You've been
definitely.
With them for months.
Yeah, definitely. They kind of have different voices. Their chirping sounded different to me out in the yard. I don't know if that was because, you know, they're not confined, but they seem happier to me.
Yeah, they're really coming into their own. You think you might experiment with moving them around the, you know, with supervision, of course, because you have some delicious vegetables. They may discover that soon, but you think you'll move them around the garden and let them hunt for some of those slugs?
I think we'd like to make kind of just a movable, not really so much a tractor, almost like a frame with chicken wire on it and just put it down over the top of them.
Well, that's a tractor. That's the whole, that's a funny thing about chicken tractors. People always talk about chicken tractors, and as soon as you move it, it's a tractor. It's,
all right. Well,
it's not really that much of a technical term, which is the wonderful thing, you know. I mean, chickens are really their own tractor in a way because they like to stay together and move together.
Yeah, that does make it easier.
What kind of coop did you decide?
We don't have any outbuildings, so my husband needed a place to put some things, and so we made a 10x10. Very solid wooden structure and split it in half for the chickens and half for to store things.
So that wasn't hard to do or expensive?
No, we got all the things that we could without buying them. Not by taking them, of course, but by having them given to us. And we found some pieces on the side of the road, and there's a friend who works for the paper company, and I guess big rolls of pulp and stuff come in these makeshift boxes, and so he brought us 2x4s and stuff that we needed to kind of hold things together. A lot of it got put up. So, and we used our old sign when we were selling our house. We used that for the floor. It's got good outdoor paint, so we'll be able to clean it well.
So there's always a steep learning curve for a new chickener. And have you learned anything that really has surprised you in your observations, your readings, or from talking to other chickeners?
I really didn't expect the chicks to grow that fast at all. I didn't expect them to look so much like chickens already. I mean, even a week ago, they already had started to get feathers, and when I would pick them up, because I want them to be used to us, and I picked them up, they feel like they have, like, drumsticks on them already. They have like big beefy legs and flappy wings. I thought they'd still be, you know, peeping and chirping.
So you're thinking about them as food a little bit now after their prom egg laying days are over?
I hope to. Yeah.
And so are you gonna clean and slaughter them yourself, or what's your plan? Do
we,
you know,
we haven't decided. We have, you know, I mean, if it comes to dispatching of them one at a time, I can't imagine we're going to spend the money to have it done elsewhere.
Right.
We've killed chickens before when we lived somewhere else. Actually, some friends were killing their chickens and we helped.
So, you know, you're just beginning chickening, and that's pretty exciting. I really have enjoyed looking around at your setup. But I hope that you'll promise me that you'll give me some follow-up, maybe send me an MP3, or we'll come by and hear how this chickening experiment has worked out for you. Would you do that for me?
I think that'd be great. And I'm excited for my kids to continue to learn that food comes from someplace. We talk a lot about that with the garden, and I think it's important. I mean, she knows that meat was an animal, and I think that's rare and really important.
Okay, this is Bucky Bacaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Definitely.
Thank you. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.